Hello, wrestling fans. This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and wrestle this. Wait a minute. No, it's Lanny Poffel. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry it's Lanny Poffel. I'm sorry I never wore a mask. I should have worn a mask.
Maybe the fans are sorry you never wore a mask, too.
What are you laughing at?
I just wasn't expecting that kind of an introduction, so.
And I'm going to direct you all to the crowbar.com, whatever. Anyway, how the hell are you, Jeff? What's up with you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. The little befuddled you throw me all off the game with that opening. A little bit kind of up and kind of down about the wrestling and stuff this week, because we have a lot to talk to, a lot of things to discuss. So I guess I'll get right into it. A little disappointed. Last night was, as we record this Monday night, last night was the WWE's Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And as we mentioned last week, the World Heavyweight Championship match was The Miz defending against Jerry the King Lawler. Lawler with a chance for the first time ever to be the world champion and to headline WrestleMania. So the way the storyline had been going the last few weeks, I really thought that they were going to put the belt on Jerry Lawler. Part of me said, nah, they won't. But, you know, I kind of analyzed it and I said, there's no reason why they shouldn't. Lawler's very popular when they put him in the ring. The fans all go over huge for him, and, you know, everybody hates The Miz. The Miz is young. The Miz is over. He doesn't need to keep the belt. He could lose the belt to Lawler and still be over, and they could put the belt back on him in a rematch at WrestleMania. They could have some sort of a specialty match whereby, you know, he takes it back, but something that the fans would be interested in. I even thought that maybe Lawler could win last night, not so much through his skill, because the man is somewhere in the neighborhood of, I would say, his late 50s or near 60. I don't have the exact age in front of me, but as far as that goes, they could have even made it some sort of finish last night where he didn't win on his skill, but maybe rather through, you know, some kind of a miscommunication where, you know, The Miz bumps into somebody of his own, on his own side, or, you know, or something happens and it just backfires on him and Lawler happens to get the fluky win. And, you know, do the right thing, give Lawler the belt. He's been a faithful employee there, and, you know, let him have his moment in the sun and his WrestleMania moment, and then he loses the belt at WrestleMania, and everybody's happy. And on top of that, you know, I will mention, too, and our thoughts go out to Jerry Lawler, the King Lawler, who did lose his mother 1 week ago, yesterday, actually. So it must have been a tough week and tough for him to get into the ring and perform last night, only a week after losing his mom, but put on a tremendous show, good match, and I really thought the whole match that he was on his way to a victory, and right down to the last of it, and then just out of the blue, Miz hit his finisher and pinned him cleanly. So I just don't get why they would do this whole thing over the last, you know, several weeks, month and a half, only to just have him lose cleanly at the pay-per-view, and that's the end of it. So, you know, maybe you have some sort of opinion on that because you've been in the business and know better why, you know, that they do those sorts of things and don't, you know, maybe just kind of throw the guy a bone because he's, you know, he's been there for a long time and I think it might have made for a more interesting and intriguing storyline for WrestleMania.
Well, I don't know. I don't see where I'm qualified to answer. I'll tell you this, while you were talking, I had 20 minutes to look up that he was age 61, and he was born November 29th, 1949. Jerry Lawler is 61. He'll be 62 coming up in November 29th. That's amazing right there.
And he's in very good shape, I mean, for his age. He's not, I mean, he's got a bit of a gut on him, obviously, but he's still in very good shape, especially for, well, a man that's 61 years old. Again, there he's throwing drop kicks and doing fist drops off the top rope and such. So, you know, to be doing that sort of thing, he's good. But, well, since you don't really have any kind of opinion on that, let me turn it around a little bit this way. I know a wrestler who used to be in the World Wrestling Federation. Now, he's not 61, but he's, you know, he's 5 or 6 years away from that. He wrestled a lot of years in the World Wrestling Federation, and he did a lot of things and has spent a lot of years in a wrestling career. And he never quite got the belt or never headlined WrestleMania. But perhaps, you know, if the storyline had included him, how would he have wanted it to play out? Like, and of course, I'm referring to the genius Lanny Poffo himself. So let's just say you were in the part of Jerry the King Lawler after that many years and 18 years with the World Wrestling Entertainment. And do you think it would be a better idea to maybe put the storyline a little bit differently and maybe allow, you know, you or the King to win the belt and make it a more intriguing story for WrestleMania? Or have they done the right thing by, you know, just ending it the way they did, if it was the other way around?
Well, I don't really follow you, but I'll tell you this. I'm satisfied with whatever I got. There's better workers than me that never got as much as I got. So, and Jerry Lawler had a fantastic career, and he has he should have no complaints. I particularly thought that Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler did a fantastic job of announcing on that horrible day when Owen Hart dropped from the ceiling of the Kemper Arena and died.
Yes.
That's what really impressed me. Also, Jerry Lawler has kept Memphis alive for many years, and it's not that easy to keep a town alive like Jackie Fargo before him. You know, every single Monday, that's 52 times a year. And you're talking about, I don't think that the WWE makes decisions based on the hurt feelings of their talent. I think they do what's best, or what at least they think is best, for the ratings and the overall popularity of wrestling. They don't really lay down at the psychiatrist couch with Jerry Lawler.
Well,
Jerry Lawler had a great career, and he's an excellent entertainer. And the reason I'm not qualified to answer, because I didn't even see the match. And but I'm sure that they'll come up with something to make WrestleMania another big success.
Well, and I agree with you as far as, you know, not, you know, bowing down to someone's feelings. And, I mean, it may have nothing to do. I mean, like, it may not be one way or the other to him. Like, I'm sure he's happy one way or the other. I'm just more looking at from a standpoint of the storyline. Maybe the fans might have liked to have seen something interesting like that. Like, obviously, the fans were all behind him. Everybody wanted him to win it. It was a well-set-up storyline where, you know, hey, it would be just the cool Cinderella story if, you know, here's this, you know, 61-year-old man that comes back in and finally, you know, defeats the cocky, arrogant little champion. You know, gets to go to WrestleMania. And, I mean, and especially even so, as unfortunate as it was in the week, you know, where he had lost his mom, it just kind of made for an even more intriguing story. And I just find that wrestling is all about those stories, not so much just, you know, having the young champion beat the old guy who's, you know, been out for so many years. I just thought it would have been a much better story and a much better build up to WrestleMania to have something like that to happen. I guess that's why I was so disappointed, was I thought that, you know, the story would be much better had he won the title last night and took it to WrestleMania. But unfortunately, it did not happen. And, you know, tonight on Raw will be interesting to see what they do in the follow-up for that. So, but speaking of Raw, last week I called you up and I was all excited because The Rock came back last Monday night. He's going to be the host of WrestleMania. He's been out for 7 years since he's left World Wrestling Entertainment and come out to probably one of the biggest pops I've ever seen or heard in my days of watching wrestling last Monday night, and gave about a 15-minute promo that was, I think, every professional wrestler should watch and learn from it, because 7 years gone and the man had everybody in the palm of their hands. It was great TV, and I think that's exactly what the WWE needs to bring people back to watch it. It was finally watchable for the first time in a long time. It was very exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, I met The Rock when he was just a boy. He was in the dressing room because his father, Rocky Johnson, was there. And you could see the kid had charisma, even as a boy. And, of course, he was a great athlete, played for the Miami Hurricanes. And, of course, he played second fiddle to Warren Sapp, who became who has at least one Super Bowl ring. Anyway, I've always thought The Rock had, so much to offer. And he's really making it big in the movies. So I imagine he's got a tremendous life, and he's in great demand, you know. So I can imagine, well, let's put it this way. I can imagine why the crowd popped. As a matter of fact, because he is so important and such a success, they should have rocked the house and knocked the roof off the place, you know, because that's how important he is. So I'm glad he's back, and I wish him the best of luck. You know, there's some wrestlers that are jealous of him, and I even heard some things like him and John Cena had a little heat. Did you hear that?
Yeah, after he had left, he even referred to that in his speech last Monday night. Now, John Cena had said some things about, if I remember correctly, it was about, The Rock, you know, becoming such a huge star because of the WWE, and then when he became a big star, he just left, and he went to movies, and he didn't care about the fans or the wrestling because he just turned his back and walked away and went to be a big movie star. And Cena's made movies and made some pretty decent movies, and he didn't go anywhere. He's right there with the fans. So now, whether that was legitimate, you know, comments, or whether that was stuff that he was told to say by Vince, I don't know. But yeah, whatever the case was, it's turned around, and it's allowed The Rock to come back now, and he mentioned that in his promo last week. So I don't know. Like, The Rock has said in recent months that he'll never wrestle another match again. But last week in his promo, he said he's back in the WWE and he's never, ever going away. Now, I don't know what that means or what they'll do with him, because obviously I don't think he's coming back to the WWE full-time on a permanent basis, or that he's going to leave movies to come back. But if he's not going to wrestle, I don't know what will happen. So, Cena,
What's wrong with John Cena against The Rock for WrestleMania?
Well, that's what I thought maybe they were building to. However, last night, John Cena won the Elimination Chamber match, which means he gets the world title shot against The Miz at WrestleMania, which this is another part of this problem I have with the storyline of Lawler, was we've seen Miz against Cena for the title for 3 or 4 months now. It's happened at pay-per-views, it's happened on Raw, it's old, it's boring, and I have no idea why they're going to do it at WrestleMania. I mean, they may put The Rock in there as a referee, but who cares? Guest referees are just dull and boring, and it's still just another dull match that, you know, really has happened several times already. And I mean, maybe a lot of the other people out there care about it, but Cena's one of my favorites, and I really don't care to see him against The Miz in the world title match at WrestleMania. It just does nothing to raise my interest, so I don't understand, you know, why they're doing that or what they're going to do with The Rock. But I'm sure a lot of these questions are going to get answered with Raw tonight, with the fallout from last night's Elimination Chamber and The Rock showing up last week. And the Raws right after a pay-per-view are usually very interesting, because that's when a lot of the stuff starts happening. This year, there's hardly any matches. There's only one or two matches that are actually announced for WrestleMania, and we're only 6 weeks out. So things should start heating up tonight, and we're in the last 6 weeks. And The Undertaker supposedly may be returning tonight. There's been vignettes on the pay-per-view and on Raw the last few weeks, and it you can't tell. It kind of shows him, but it doesn't, and it shows a date. And people think it's The Undertaker or maybe something else. It could be another swerve. So it should be a very interesting Raw tonight, and by the time people hear this, it will have been over, and people will know what's happened. But looking forward to seeing what transpires tonight and how things build toward in the final push towards WrestleMania.
Well, are you going to take your own life if it doesn't get the main event that you wanted?
Well, no, but it just means that I probably will not be watching with as much interest as I normally would. WrestleMania is usually, you know, like the Super Bowl to us, as it is to everybody, to wrestling fans. So I'm usually very, very interested in it, and usually have a bunch of friends over for a WrestleMania get-together. And this year, there just doesn't seem to be as much interest, because the matches that they have in and so far, the couple of them are kind of, you know, iffy. And then who knows what else is going to be thrown into the mix. But usually 3 months before WrestleMania, they've got the full card and they run it down so many times that, you know, you've got it memorized. Now there's 6 weeks out, two matches announced, and that's all we know. So it's just kind of...
What about the Packers beating the Steelers? Were you okay with that?
Well, I'm a Patriots fan from Boston, so I really didn't care, but I would rather the Packers win, and they did, which was good. So it was cool.
Did you have friends over?
No. I just kind of watched it myself here. It was not a big party. I don't have a Super Bowl party unless the Patriots are playing. It's not worth it otherwise. It's just another stupid game if the Patriots aren't playing, so.
Now this WrestleMania stuff, tell the truth. You heck into it or you pay your $50 like everybody else?
Well, see, in my defense, I don't pay because where I live here, we have digital cable, but our cable company doesn't give us pay-per-view in the town I'm in. We're about 40 minutes away from the capital city, which has pay-per-view, but we don't have it here. So I couldn't buy it even if I wanted to. And the nice thing about living in Canada is that it's not illegal to download movies or sporting events off the Internet. It's different laws than in the States. It's illegal to be the guy that uploads it to the Internet for people to get it, but it's not illegal to download it. So technically, I'm not really, you know, doing anything wrong by downloading it the next day and watching it. So, but no, we don't have the ability to watch it on pay-per-view, so I kind of have to get it through other means to watch it. So usually we'll have some friends over Monday evening after a pay-per-view and watch. So
it reminds me of Malcolm X, by any means necessary, right?
Well, exactly. You know, and I mean, I've spent a lot of money. I put a lot of money in Vince's pockets over the years. I mean, obviously, it's a drop in the bucket to him compared to what he's got, but I've spent a lot of money on event tickets. I went to WrestleMania 18, was 9 rows back from the ring in Toronto. It cost me $285.50 for that one seat for 3 hours. I went to 5 sessions of Fan Access before that, and I went to Raw the next night in Montreal, and SmackDown the night after that in Ottawa. I've gone to house shows. I've bought tons of WWE dolls and rings and T-shirts and stuff, And in fact, my first WWE T-shirt and accessories were on my 17th birthday. I went to my first WWF show in the Boston Garden, and I went and I only bought 3 things with all my birthday money. I bought the purple Macho Man shirt, the orange Macho Man bandana, and the big orange Macho Man foam finger. So there, I hopefully helped out the family a little bit there and at an early age, I can't spend any money on a pay-per-view due to the limitations of the cable company, so I still feel that at least I get to see it, and we help support the product by talking about it. So there we go, a little bit of give and take on both ends, I guess.
Boy, there's a 6.3 quake damages a New Zealand city. I wonder what city that was, because I was in New Zealand in 1993. Look at this. Yeah, it's in Christchurch. Again?
Yeah, they had one there a year or two ago, didn't they? Because I recognize the name.
Yeah. Not that I was bored that you were talking. I was just checking this out, you know, honestly. But second major quake in the last 5 months. So isn't this, wouldn't you admit this is somewhat more important than whatever is happening or not happening in the world of wrestling?
Oh, of course. And I'm surprised actually that there isn't more that WWE does when some of these things happen. But it's most unfortunate, and I found too, like it happened when they had the original tsunami a couple of years ago. And this is not a knock on anybody, so don't everybody be writing in hate mail and stuff or leaving crappy comments.
I'll go ahead, write in some hate mail.
Oh yeah, sure. They have an easy enough time writing nasty things about me in the comments. So anyway, when the tsunami hit, and everybody, like even here in Prince Edward Island and all over the states, everywhere we're having benefits for the tsunami victims. Now, I think that's fine. That's wonderful. I mean, people need help. Great, help them. But I said, if something like that happened here, how much help would it be? How much would these people be doing? I don't mean the people in other countries. I mean our own countries. I mean, I would go through a supermarket checkout here in my little town in Prince Edward Island, and they'd have collection buckets for Haiti. Now, when Katrina hit, none of that happened here. I mean, it's our neighbors to the south, you know, the United States. There was no benefit concerts here and stuff for those sort of things. So I just I don't understand why, you know, we're all so good to help other countries, which is, like, again, great. I'm glad we do. We need to. But we don't help our own when those things happen. So it's just unfortunate. So, you know, that's my little soapbox rant, and I'll step down out the box and let you wrap things up, since we only have 30 seconds left, and I'm probably enough trouble with the fans now. So
30 seconds?
30 seconds.
Okay, what can I say in 30 seconds? Hey, there was a serious actual angle in Wisconsin. I've been to Madison, Wisconsin, and you can actually, a pedestrian can walk through the Capitol. And then all these teachers got together, and they're angry because they're only making $52,000 a year, $100,000 a year with benefits, and because they're going to be some freeze on their